the Rhodesia Broadcasting Corporation. The time is 7:45. Here is the news read by Colin Ross. Rhodesians of all races have been told by the Minister of Health that they can be proud of what has been achieved in the past 80 years. The Minister of Development in Mashonaland West and Central says the government is totally united behind the Prime Minister. The British Conservative Party leader has expressed concern about the Russian naval build-up in the Indian Ocean. The Minister of Health, Mr. Cronier, says that without the goodwill and cooperation of white and black Rhodesians, the country would face a very bleak future. Opening the Dombo Tombo African Clinic at Marandellas today, the minister said that black and white Rhodesians need each other, and this is a factor which must never be overlooked. He added that whatever the future holds for Rhodesia, it is a country with a proud record of achievement, which is the envy of other nations in the world. Such achievement could result only from the spirit and good relationship of all the peoples of the country. The International Wheat Council announced today that total world wheat production in 1976 is likely to be a record 391 million tons. The council says this will be about 6% above the previous record set in 1973. Record crops are expected in both the United States and Canada, and Russia should have a crop of between 85 and 90 million tons. The Minister of Development in Mashonaland West and Central, Senator Chief Chirao, today reviewed a prison service passing out parade and presented medals at the Chikurubi training depot in Salisbury. Senator Chief Chirao, addressing the parade, said he was pleased to learn that of the 87 men on parade, 44 have relatives who are already serving. He reminded the parade that as Rhodesians, they have the task of defeating the enemy who is constantly seeking to dominate the minds and wills of all Rhodesians. He added that Rhodesia will not surrender to those who seek to overthrow the country by force, and stressed that the government is totally united behind the Prime Minister, Mr. Ian Smith. The Muslim Council of Religious Authority of Rhodesia says the new moon of the month of Shawwal has not been sighted tonight. The Muslim festival of Eid ul-Fitr will therefore be celebrated on Sunday. However, if the moon is sighted elsewhere, another announcement will be made by the authorities. The Israeli Prime Minister, Mr. Rabin, marked the Jewish New Year today with a vow to oppose any American pressure for an imposed settlement of the Middle East conflict. In an interview with a Tel Aviv newspaper, Mr. Rabin said he believes Israel can stand up to and reject such an effort. He said talk of a peace settlement raises the possibility of Israeli-American disagreement. But so far, there has been no conflict of opinion between the two countries over the Palestinian issue, which is regarded as being one of the most difficult factors in any negotiations. The commission investigating the cause of the mid-air collision between a Yugoslavian jetliner and a British Airways aircraft 2 weeks ago has issued its preliminary findings. It has found that both aircraft were in the same air corridor at the same time. This tends to put the blame for the crash on the air controllers who were on duty at the control tower in Zagreb. Legal proceedings have been begun against five of the air controllers, including the chief controller. The commission added that its conclusions are not final, as information from the flight recorders in both aircraft is still to be heard. 176 people died in the crash. The West German Minister of Economics, Mr. Friedrichs, today attacked the idea of cash-only sales to Eastern Europe. He told an audience of industrialists in Hamburg that West Germany will continue its policy of no discrimination and export anywhere on a credit basis. Commenting on unemployment in the Federal Republic, Mr. Friedrichs said it must be reduced by economic growth, and credit sales promote such growth. An East German factory has accidentally poisoned the Leine River, which runs through West Germany, by spilling cyanide into the river. West German water authorities say they expect the poison to reach West Germany by tonight, and a number of local water boards have switched off all supplies to towns in Lower Saxony. Dead fish have already been discovered in the lower reaches of the river, and conservationists say waterfowl are also beginning to die in large numbers. This news comes to you from the RBC. A gunman burst into a home in North Belfast today and shot a 17-year-old Roman Catholic girl as she sat with a baby on her knee. According to a police spokesman, the bullet passed within a millimeter of the baby's head and hit the girl in the chest, killing her instantly. The murder occurred in the Old Park Avenue, about 2 kilometers from the center of Belfast. Britain has informed Pakistan that it will not return the 109-carat Kohinoor diamond, as requested earlier this month by the Prime Minister of Pakistan, Mr. Ali Bhutto. Agence France-Presse reports that the British Prime Minister, Mr. Callaghan, transmitted his decision through the British Embassy in Lahore, citing his inability to recommend to Queen Elizabeth that the diamond be returned. The diamond, which has also been claimed by India, has been part of the British Crown Jewels since 1927. Agence France-Presse reports that at least 1 million workers are to stage a one-day national strike called for the 14th of next month by the Canadian Labour Congress. The strike is in protest against the government's program controlling wages and prices, which was introduced a year ago. The Congress represents about 2,300,000 trade unionists in Canada. The British Conservative Party leader, Mrs. Thatcher, says the Russian Navy could be a global threat. Speaking in New Delhi at the end of her three-day visit to India, Mrs. Thatcher said in recent years there has been a tremendous Soviet naval buildup. Not only is this of concern to Britain, which is anxious about the safety of its traditional sea routes, but it also concerns America, which is anxious about preserving the balance of naval power and world peace. Commenting on the American use of the British-owned island of Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean, Mrs. Thatcher said she approved because it provides a base from which to monitor Russian naval activities in the area. Mrs. Thatcher said she believes in deterrence. The Russian Communist Party newspaper, Pravda, says many villages in Russia have been deliberately forgotten because they are officially regarded as being without a future. The newspaper says it receives letters from the inhabitants of the villages almost daily, and all are complaining that there are no shops, industries, or schools. Sick people often have to travel up to 300 kilometers to find a doctor, and in many villages, water and electricity supplies have fallen into disrepair. Pravda quotes the head of a local administration board in the Ural Mountains as saying it is useless to maintain these villages because the government wants them to die. The chairman of the Indian Socialist Party, Mr. Fernandez, and 24 others were today formally charged with plotting to intimidate the Indian government by criminal means. Mr. Fernandez was arrested in Calcutta in June, almost a year after he went into hiding because of the declaration of a state of emergency in 1975. In 1974, when he was leader of the Railway Workers Union, Mr. Fernandez led a strike which was eventually broken by the government. Now, to end the news, here are the main points again. The British Conservative Party leader, Mrs. Thatcher, has expressed concern over the global threat implied in the build-up of the Russian Navy. The Minister of Development in Mashonaland West and Central, Senator Chief Chirao, says the government is totally behind the Prime Minister, Mr. Ian Smith. Rhodesians of all races have been congratulated by the Minister of Health, Mr. Cronier, for developing a country in which everyone can live in peace. And that is the end of the news. The next news bulletin will be at 9 o'clock.